Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with us this morning to Psalms 34, the 34th Psalm. And let's release faith, believe for the Lord to speak to us. It makes all the difference. I know that's a big statement, but I'm saying it. It makes all the difference in life what you believe.
Amen.
You, in fact, you are what you believe. You know, think about the difference whether you believe there's a God or you don't believe there's a God. Does that affect you?
Yes.
Who you are?
Yes.
How you think?
Absolutely.
What you do?
Yes.
And so, you know, there are people that think we're foolish to gather together, or you're foolish to gather together to come hear somebody talk for a little bit. And especially if you put money into it, you're just a fool. But And like we've already said, there are places you ought to stay away from. But does it matter what you believe?
Yes.
You are what you believe. Your whole life is affected and governed by what you believe. Well, where do you get your beliefs? You really only got two sources. A belief. God and men. That's it. So, you know, people that want to make fun of you, they're the ones that are pitiful. They've made up their own beliefs. And they have no standard. You know, think about this. If there's no God, there is no right and wrong. There is no right and if there's no God,
amen.
There is no right and wrong. It's just your opinion versus somebody else's opinion. And theory and belief. There's no standard.
Amen.
There's no good. There's no evil. There's no past. There's no future. But that's a lie.
Amen.
I said there's a lie.
Uh-huh.
There is a God.
Yes.
And He's our Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
There is a Lord. And He's our Savior. And He's our brother.
Yes.
And if He's your Lord, then you don't get to believe just anything you want to believe or live just any way you want to live. He's your Lord. You believe what He tells you to believe. You do what He tells you to do. We shouldn't be running our own life. We should be following Him. Come on, somebody say, I'm following Him. I'm following the Master. Hallelujah. The Bible says we're to endure hardness as good soldiers. We should have something of a military mentality in these things. We don't write our own orders. You go where you're sent. You stay where you're stationed. That's not always what you want to do after the flesh. Right? But you need to come to attention and say, sir, yes, sir. To your Lord. Do what He said. And I'm going to know He's got a good plan for your life. If you'll follow it, even though it might not look like what you thought you'd want to do, it's going to be far better than anything you could have come up with. Because He's always looking out for you. Looking out for your best, for your good. In the Scriptures, in the Psalms, Psalm 34, we began a few weeks ago. A series we're calling The Goodness of God. And our text here describes the goodness of God. Psalm 34 and 8. Psalm 34, 8 says, oh, when a verse starts like that, oh, taste and see. When something's really, really, really good, you have to throw in something extra, like a ooh or a oh, right? If somebody said, was that some good cornbread? You don't go, yes, it was. If it was really, really good, well, you say, woo! Oh, that was some good cornbread. Somebody said, cornbread? Yeah. Cornbread. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Do you know that millions of people don't believe God is good? You know that a whole lot of church-going people are not really that convinced that God is all that good? Oh, they'd say it, they would agree with you, but they're really kind of scared of Him. And they believe He's got a mean streak. Yeah, they do. They believe God has a dark side. And there's a lot of preachers, the bulk of what they preach is woe. Yeah, no. Instead of oh, it's woe. Woe, woe, woe unto thee. Yeah. Someone said, well, that's in the Bible. Yeah, but who gets the woe and who gets the oh?
Yeah. Right. Come on.
Yeah, we get the oh. If you're the one getting the oh, you don't need to be concerned about the woe. If you're about to get the woe, repent. Get right with God and you'll get free from the woe and get over here with us in the oh. Taste and see that the Lord is good. But of course, there's a lot of people who don't believe in God at all. But then there's a whole lot of folks, they believe God is unknowable. You cannot understand Him. He is indiscriminately, doing good and evil throughout the world and universe, and nobody understands why, and nobody's ever going to understand why. And that is not true.
Amen.
I said, that is not true.
Amen.
Evil does not come out of God.
Amen.
He did not create evil.
Mm-hmm.
Evil is not His will.
Mm-hmm.
Evil is not of Him.
Amen.
And if you think you know scriptures that say that, you don't understand them.
Amen.
And all the scriptures have to agree. We looked at some of them in the first message of this series. So go back and get that, please. And go with it and look at what we're talking about. 1 Timothy 4:4 says, everything God has created is good.
Amen.
Well, there's a lot of evil stuff in the world. Right. God didn't create it that way.
Amen. That's right.
You might say it like this. Everything God created was good when He created it.
Amen. That's right.
In its original form,
amen,
it was good.
Amen.
But a lot of stuff has happened after He created it.
Amen.
And there's been perversions and distortions. Well, distortions that happened after He created it is not an improvement on His original creation.
Amen.
And not His will.
That's right.
And not His plan. We must stop blaming God for the evil in this world.
Amen.
It didn't come out of Him.
No, it didn't.
It's not His will.
Amen.
It's not His plan. Now, the devil wants you to believe that God is responsible for all the bad stuff. And his preference is that you don't even believe that he, the devil, exists. That way, he can work unrestricted. And no matter how, you know, terrible of the things he does in your life, you'll just blame God. Is this happening with people all over the world? It's happening. But thank God, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for the truth. Thank you for enlightening us. Hallelujah. You know, we've been praying and believing for a couple of years now this one thing. Lord, show us what's You and what's not You.
Amen.
Right? And he's doing it. I can see it. I can see it in the series that he's given us. I can see it right now. I just sat back in my chair last night and said, Lord, this is it. This is it. This is what we've been praying about. You showing us what's you and what's not you.
Amen. That's right. Come on.
The thing I was shouting about is this. How can you tell what's God and what's not God? Anybody got it already? If it's God, it's good. Now, how easy is that? I said, how easy is that? But do most people believe that? No, see, they believe it's more complicated than that. No, well, you know, sometimes God does bad because he has good in mind. And there's theologians that will tell you, well, the devil is God's creation. He had to create it for his purposes. You mean the devil's working for God?
No.
We might as well quit now. I mean, what are we going to do with that?
Yeah.
How can you handle that?
You can't.
It's a lie.
It is.
I said it's a lie. It is, these people that think they're so smart and twist things up, there actually is a verse that says, woe. Woe to him that calls evil good and good evil. That's a woe.
Yeah.
So no, it's so simple. A three-year-old could perfectly understand it. The devil is a bad devil and he does bad things.
Amen.
God is a good God and he does good things all the time.
Yes.
They never swap jobs. They don't work together.
Amen.
If it's good, it ain't the devil.
It's God.
If it's bad, it's not God. Now, I know a lot of people don't believe that, but I'm hoping a lot of people in here believe it. And if you don't, keep hanging around. Keep hanging around. Search the scriptures. See if these things are so. Verse 8, he said, oh. Somebody say, oh.
Oh.
Man, I think it's worth us combing our hair and coming to church for right here. Oh, not woe. Somebody say, oh.
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 Taste and see that the Lord is good. Today's English version says, find out for yourself how good the Lord is. Hallelujah. And on down in the verse, down in verse 12, and further, he talks about, do you want to live a long time and do you want to experience good things? He's talking about good all through this. He talks about no good thing will the Lord withhold from those that walk uprightly. He's talking about it all through this psalm. So it's worthy of meditation.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.